The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Thursday, June 25th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. In the studio, we have guests. We have guests, and we have serious-minded guests. So all the fun and joke, let's stop, right? Because we have serious talk. But we're still celebrating men's health. So I have a nurse. This is my second male nurse I've ever met, you know.
That's why you're so excited to see the second one.
Okay. And it's a manly nurse. So this is different, you know. I would have thought nurses, it's nurses. So good morning, Mr. Finley.
Good morning.
Do they call you like Nurse Finley?
Yes, Nurse Finley, Mr. Finley,
yeah.
Finley.
And like the patients would say Nurse Finley?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's just different for me.
No.
Yes, no, it did. I appreciate him. No, see, you know when you have men issues? And sometimes you just appreciate a man nurse to say, hey, this is what I'm dealing with, nurse. And he can understand and appreciate and say, this is what you got to do.
Okay.
And and now that we're talking about men's health, I'm happy that they sent a male nurse here to explain some male issues to my listening audience. So, I mean, I'm happy you're here, too.
I know
Miss Denise Major for some years now, and she's going to be talking about HIV, AIDS, and this testing you're doing.
Yes.
When you're testing it is, by the way?
Regional HIV testing today. It's tomorrow,
Friday,
June 26th, mm-hmm. from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at R&B Lee Park.
And so you're going to have tent and everything?
Yeah. You can see the seat, the CD then. We are fully prepared. Tents, waters, everybody's going
I'm
to be
I'm just
going to
ask if this is a place where you just get free vitamins after you do the blood thing.
You get water.
We get water.
Okay.
You get water.
That's a different blood.
We're keeping you hydrated.
I understand.
Yes,
water is healthier.
Yes.
So I'm going to save you, Denise Falas,
okay.
Miss Major Falas, because there's a poignant issue and I want people to understand and come out. So that'd be the last thing they think of tomorrow. You come out. What time you start again?
8 a.m.
Early?
8 a.m. Work, you have no excuses. Come before you go to work. You can come on your lunch break or you can come afterwards.
8 a.m. to when again?
8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
All day.
All day.
You can be there?
All day.
Okay.
I'm there from 5.
So let's go back to Nurse Finley.
Yes, sir.
Right. We celebrating men's health, right? And we men scared to go to the doctor. Looking at you, I get nervous because you come in nurse uniform. Right? And I say, oh, God, that means something wrong with me. So how, especially during this month, and you're trying to raise awareness for men to take care of themselves, make the initiative to go check your annuals or whatever it is, how does your organization help and assist in things like that?
So we are the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we do is we have a free specialty men's health clinic, right?
For just men?
For just men.
You just started that?
No.
For a long time, just for men?
Yeah, from going back to 2006. And in 2006, I was still in high school.
Okay.
Right. So this clinic is staffed by a specialist physician. And this physician is able to see and manage all aspects of men's health. This clinic, like I said, it's free. It's an appointment-based system only. So that you don't have to toe that long line that persons have become accustomed to seeing in the traditional polyclinic settings. Additionally, all of the routine labs are free of charge. So when you're talking about blood works for an annual physical, if you were to do them in the private sector, you can be looking up to $800.
Yes.
But in our system, that's going to be free of charge. And we are able to see you. Develop specialized treatment plans for your specific condition. We're able to closely monitor you and guide you along this process. Because wellness isn't a one-day thing. You know, this is a journey. Some patients come into us and they're really sick. They're really ill. So it's a journey. And one of the things we try to let our patients know is that we work for you. And I know that's strange hearing a public servant say that, but we truly work for you. We are here to help you. We are here to guide you, and we are here to help you be the best version of you as much as possible.
Let's step back, because again, I just found out that you have a male clinic for just men.
Yeah.
Where this male clinic is for just men?
So this clinic, a based only system, so there are no walk-ins. So this clinic is held at South Beach Clinic, and if you're looking to gain access or entry to this clinic, simply just WhatsApp 449-4206.
So give me the WhatsApp number, and I can let you say it one more time, right? And what do I say?
I would like to join the male clinic.
Okay. And the verb that you use, join. It's like a group thing, a sign up type thing. What do you mean by join?
So by saying you want to join, it's basically telling us you want to be an active participant in your health and wellness journey. So once you reach out to us, we'll reach back out to you. Either through a call or WhatsApp, we'll ask you a few questions. You know,
like what?
Are you taking medications for anything? Like high blood pressure or diabetes?
Diabetes. Yeah, I have diabetes. Right. So I got to ask that question. Go ahead.
Right. When was the last time you saw a doctor?
Oh.
Perhaps are you allergic to any food or medications? Mm-hmm. What is your work schedule like? Mm-hmm. We get those basic information, and then we will give you the requisite documents that we need to give you.
Like what?
Your forms to do your blood works.
Okay.
Yeah, and we give those to you. And to be honest, and as convenient as possible. So if Mr. C.A. Nuri says, well, I'm stuck at Guardian Radio from 11 to 12, and I really need to get these forms to you, at 11 a.m., there will be a government envelope for you at the receptionist desk.
You'll have people drop things off.
And someone will drop it off to you just to make it more convenient. Because we understand for men, time is important. Time is money. You know, so we value your time. So we try to make this process as smooth and as convenient as possible.
Okay. Yeah. And you could be out to this clinic thing that you have out at Aaron Bailey Park?
Yes. Uh-huh. We will be there.
So I can ask people come out there and ask some more questions and stuff like
yes,
that?
Yes. We just won't be out there at 5 a.m. with Denise Major.
Yeah.
Ungodly, yeah. But we will be there from 9 to 5.
Just go back to write the proper name for it so people can understand.
So there's two ways you can call it. You can call it the Male Health Clinic, or you can call it Men's Health Clinic. Mm-hmm. And this clinic is led by Dr. Ian Cartwright, awesome Bahamian physician who really is passionate about men's health and men being more, moving men from just surviving and into thriving. Because for a lot of us, we have this survivor's mentality. We're just trying to survive today and to make it to tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But what we are trying to do is have a cultural shift where it's not just surviving, but you're thriving. At every age milestone, you're thriving.
And this is by appointment only, like you said. And this is going to be at the South Beach Clinic, like you said, right?
Yes.
And so more likely, you either WhatsApp the number or you call and say, make your appointment to come there. And then you say, come this day, come that
day.
So a person like me, right, try to do my annual physical.
Mm-hmm.
So I WhatsApp the number.
Right.
Right. And say, I will just do an annual physical. Right.
Right.
And you say, there's no charge?
No charge.
No charge at all?
No charge.
Well, but for the blood work, no charge either?
No charge.
Man, that's a deal. I used to woman getting things.
And what's interesting about this, the no charge usually kind of shock people, but the no charge has been in place for a long time. For instance, public servants. There is no charge in the community clinics for public servants.
I know public servant though.
Yeah, well, we know. But I'm just saying, so there's been benefits and opportunities for persons, and unfortunately, they don't always take advantage of it. But this is a free service that's available.
What type of service I could get? See, okay. I can do testing for my diabetes and things?
Yeah, so let's look at the panels, what we'll order, right?
Okay.
So we'll do the CBC, which will give us a picture of your red blood cells, so your white blood cells, let us know where they are. Then we will do, with your consent, an HIV test, which is part of your annual screening. Mm-hmm. We'll also do a STI screening, syphilis, gonorrhea, looking for those. Mm-hmm. For you, I suspect that you're 40 or older.
I look good, though.
Yeah, you look good. I almost thought you was 13.
So I appreciate that.
But we will also do your PSA.
What's a PSA?
The PSA is the prostate-specific antigen test, which is the screening for prostate cancer.
So when you say
it's a blood test.
Okay.
I know what you're going on.
No, no, just asking.
Yeah. But guess what? The National Institute of Care and Excellence said that that finger test that men are so afraid of.
I say afraid. I just want to make sure that's what you're talking about. You ain't talking about that no more.
I ain't talking about that. That's no longer recommended.
Okay.
All right? Because it causes men to stay away, and then research shows that it can miss. All right? So we do the PSA blood test. We'll also check your sugar, your HbA1c.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the line of work you do, we will do a screening for hepatitis B.
Mm-hmm.
We will also check your cholesterol levels. We'll also check part of your renal function, because renal disease is a major problem in this country.
Is this free?
This is free.
Okay, let's talk about results, because I can talk to Ms. Major about results on her testing, whatever it is. So again, using me, I come, I make my appointment, whatever it is. You do all the full screening of everything.
Yeah.
How do I get my results? How does that work?
So what we do to expedite the process so there isn't a back and forth between you and the physician, because you still have a life to live. You still have responsibilities, work, and stuff like that. So before we bring you in to see the doctor, it's first. After your blood works are completed, then we give you the appointment to see the doctor, which is usually sometime between 3 to 4 weeks afterward. Once we would have given you your appointment, you sit down with the doctor and they go through your results with you line by line. Nothing is left undone. After you would have completed with the doctor, you would come back to me or someone on the team, and we reinforce what the doctor would have said to you. If there's any misunderstandings, anything that you're not clear about, we break it down, we make it clear as mud, so that you know what's going on with you and you know what you need to do moving forward.
It's free. You say from 206 it's being free?
From 206 in Mount Carmel Preparatory Academy.
And nobody invited me to go do all my testing in there?
On radio too much.
That's what I used to be on the radio too much for true. let's go, Miss Denise Major. Thank you for coming to Guardian Radio.
Yes,
you having a big event on, which day this is again?
Friday.
That's tomorrow.
Yes,
right?
Tomorrow.
And you've invited a couple other people to put the HIV testing, and I see the tent when I drive by and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you have more people showing up.
So Regional Testing Day is the big event that we have every year in June. Mm-hmm. The last Friday in June has been deemed Regional Testing Day across the Caribbean. So for the past several years, well, from 1995, this has been happening.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, we were at Rawson's. We saw numbers up to 800, 900 back then. Last year, we tested, I think it was like 371 persons at R.M. Bailey. So the whole point of it is to make testing accessible to the community. Spreading awareness on HIV, as well as the importance of getting tested and treatment if you are found to be positive. So every year when we do this event, because yes, we normally have the community events. They are common, but this big event is where we go, we set up all the tents, and we invite our partners, such as Men's Health, as well as the CNCD unit, and other vendors who are interested in spreading the health message and making it, like I said, accessible for people.
Let's talk about HIV testing. So I come out there. R.M. Bailey Park is 8 o'clock in the morning, no one out there, right?
Yes.
How does that process go?
All right. So tomorrow we're offering HIV and STI screening.
Okay.
So once you come on
free?
The park, everything is free of charge.
Okay.
So you're stuck on this. It's hard to believe.
I like free
things. Everything is free of charge.
Okay, free.
So once you come out for the HIV rapid test, you come out, you fill out a form.
It's what the form say?
Okay, so again, even though we're bringing it to the community, it's still the National HIV and Infectious Diseases Program. So it's really the clinic outdoors. So it's the same clinic you would fill out if you, I mean, the same form you would fill out as if you were in the clinic.
Okay.
So basic stats, name, information, your risk factors, and then you're signing off to give us permission to prick you.
Okay.
All right. So for the HIV test, it's a finger prick,
mm-hmm.
and you get your results back within 15 minutes from the finger prick.
So when you say get my results back, how do I get my results?
All right. So prior to taking the test, you then have to do pre-test counseling. We have our counselors, we have our nurses, we have doctors who are available to assist in this component. During that pre-test counseling, we explain to you, these are the possible results you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Negative, meaning you don't have HIV. Positive, meaning you're found to be positive. Or inconclusive, meaning that you have to come in to our offices and more blood has to be drawn because the test could not say whether you were negative or positive.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that can happen for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So once that is done, you get the prick. 15 minutes, you are called by our post-test counselors, and they then give you your results.
Let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
How is that done?
How?
Again, using ICY. I took my
it's
test.
It's a simple Jessa. Conversation.
Oh, it's a simple type of conversation.
Post-test counseling is usually done privately off to the side. Negative, positive, you don't want no one in your business.
But you call me on the phone.
No, we don't call you on the phone. So 15 minutes. Where are you going after 15 minutes? You don't got to leave.
If I had a busy man and I said, man, I just come to take the test.
Uh-uh.
And you call me. I give you the right number.
Things happen. We as humans. Suppose I call around.
So I had to wait around then.
And while you wait, you can get screenings done by the men's health unit as well as the CNC unit who'll be doing blood pressure, cholesterol, glucose, as well as your HB levels.
Mm.
Again, all free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
So you have something to do while you wait that 15 minutes.
Plenty things.
Plenty things there to do.
So 15 minutes gone by, I already take the blood work, whatever it is, mm-hmm. right? The rapid, right?
Yes.
And I come walk back and say, it's 15 minutes later.
We will call you by your number, so you'll be number three.
Okay.
Number three, you come, you get your results, and we further counsel you then based on what your results say.
Okay. And then what happens?
And then you're free to go about your day.
let's talk it. Well, if it's negative, ain't much talking.
Well, right? No, they're still negative. They're still talking because we want to keep you negative. So again, it's based on that pre-test counseling. What are your risk factors? Do you have multiple partners? How often are you tested?
Mm-hmm.
Are you using condoms?
Mm-hmm.
Are you in a relationship mm-hmm. where you trust your partner?
Mm-hmm.
Are you being monogamous?
Mm-hmm.
The show Polygamous was a hot topic the last week.
That's that African show?
The African show.
I can't understand the accent.
But we got Africans in us because that was very relatable. That was very relatable.
They just talk funny and I say, I can't watch this.
Man, thing. You can just pace yourself, man. Just watch it.
Put
the screen, the words to the bottom, the closed caption to the bottom.
Yeah.
That's all. Just put the closed caption to the bottom.
So, go ahead.
We explain it to you. We have a conversation with you.
An honest conversation
because we have to know what your risks are. So you come to me, hey, Denise, I'm not sexually active.
Mm-hmm.
And we encourage everyone, as long as you are sexually active, you should be getting at least one intentional HIV test done per year.
Per year?
Per year.
Yep.
Every time.
What if between relationship? Like
every time you change your partner.
Every time I change a partner?
Yes, because that way you know what you end that relationship with and you know what you're starting the new relationship with. And in that case, it's a full screening. Because at least now you know how to track if something happens.
Okay. Now let's say I tested, I found that I'm HIV positive.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The counselor talked to me,
mm-hmm.
right? And whatever the counselor does, right? What happens then?
We immediately link you to care. So our doctors will be available as well. HIV treatment, care, and support is all services related to HIV is free of charge in this country.
Really?
Yes. Free. So your test... If your test comes back positive, your doctor's visits are free. The medication is free.
So let's talk about doctor's visit. What do you mean, Mike? What does doctor's visit mean?
So we have a clinic at the HIV Center, which is located on Rosetta Street, where you would have to, the same way how you go for your diabetes checkup.
I have a specialist doctor.
We have a specialist doctor as well.
Okay.
Our doctors are specialists. So you come in based on your schedule. We have persons who come in every 3 months. We have persons who come in every 6 months. We have persons who come in once a year. And that's based on their viral loads and their medication and their direct needs.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those visits are free of charge. Medication, free of charge.
And when I come, what did you say free? So I just come in, say I come do my regular screen, whatever it is. And
you're given an appointment. Mm-hmm. So if you are a client of the HIV Center, you're given an appointment. And once you complete your doctor's visit, you know when to come back for your next appointment.
Mm.
You leave with your medications that will take you straight up to your next appointment. Mm-hmm. So if your appointment is 3 months from now, you leave with 3 months' supply of medication.
Mm-hmm. That sounds easy, no?
And again, free of charge.
And again, free of charge.
So again, free of charge. So again, if you are negative and you are deemed to be high risk, meaning you have multiple partners, you're not using same-sex relationships, mm-hmm. Which are at a higher risk because of the blood involved, we also have PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis. And that's, again, one pill a day to ensure that you do not contract HIV. Mm. So we, and again, free of charge. Mm.
And you just have to mention it to them and say, this is what my lifestyle, and then they say, hey,
and it's about being honest as well. I don't care who you lie to, don't lie to us. Yeah. Don't lie to us. You can lie to everybody else, don't lie to us, because at the end of the day, we are concerned about your health and well-being. Mm.
Like that.
Yeah.
I didn't know these things exist.
Yes, they do. And as much talks as we do, because we do, both of us, we go into the schools, in addition to the testing services and these outreach services, we also go into schools, go into communities, wherever we are called, churches, schools, community organizations, you're having a women's event, you're having a men's event, we come out and we have these conversations with you.
You just mentioned school.
Yeah.
We know them these children fast nowadays. I ain't talking about the young set. I can talk about them set who graduating, them 16, them 17-year-olds.
We also know that every time we open a paper, there's some story about incest, rape, or abuse.
But we ain't talking about them set.
Yeah.
We talking about the 16.
No. It starts from there.
Set who graduating and they believe there's man and there's woman and they're about to start.
Like
right?
How we used to when we were younger.
You was hot. I mean, sorry. I'm not going to say that I knew her from high school, right? And we're not going to have that conversation.
Please don't be fooled. Me and Yuri ain't the same age. Just stop it.
You trying to say I don't know you from high school?
You old, sir. You old. Don't mix me up. I don't baby to y'all.
You trying to say I don't know you from high school?
That's the point.
That, oh, see? It's confusing people. Let's stay focused, though. Do you go to do any like testing for like those who graduate, or that's because they're too young?
Testing begins at 18 years old.
Okay, so you gotta be
a man or woman. Parents are concerned about their minor children, mm-hmm. the adolescent health unit adolescent health center on school lane, and they offer those services, the same service offer they offer there. Mm-hmm. But we cannot test minors.
No, I just want to ask.
Yeah,
I just want to ask. I know like school closed. Now,
I think
right?
They go up to age 21.
I think so.
Yeah. So minors 18 and under, and then 18 to 21, they can visit the adolescent health center for these same services.
I appreciate it. So this is a good conversation.
Yeah.
It was a good conversation. Let's do a synopsis. You in charge now, Ms. Major.
Oh, wow.
Tell us what all is happening tomorrow.
Okay.
What type of information we need. Do they need to bring any ID? Anything?
That's the next step. All right. So tomorrow at R.M. Bailey Park from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., it's regional testing day, brought to you by the National HIV and Infectious Diseases Unit. So the services that we are offering are HIV rapid testing. It's a finger prick. You get your results back in 15 minutes. Also on site will be the team from the Chronic Non-Communicable Diseases Unit, that's CNCD. They'll be offering blood pressure, cholesterol, glucose, and HB level check. Also there will be the Men's Health Unit. You get to come and interact and speak with Nurse Finley, who will be providing information and taking appointments for the Men's Health Unit. And finally, we will be doing STI screening. So now I save this one for last because this one is a little bit more work, more effort. So HIV is an STI, but we have other STIs, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, hepatitis. We are offering screenings for those as well. That one is a blood draw. If you are interested, we would need for you to bring your medical record number. Once you have stepped foot in PMH ever in your life, there's a medical record number attached to you. We need that number. If you don't know the number, that is fine. We have teams available where we can search the number for you. But if you have never been to PMH.
At least I can say I have a number. I've been to PMH once.
If you have never, ever been to PMH, the only service that we can offer you is the HIV test and other screenings. You cannot get the STI screening done. If you're interested in getting the STI screening done, you would have to go to PMH and register for that number, which, again, is free of charge if you are a Bahamian citizen. Mm-hmm. Non-nationals, I think the fee is $20. I'm not too sure, but I'm thinking the fee is $20. And you will have to take a government ID, preferably a license or some type of government ID to register for the number. Mm-hmm. So for that one, we draw the blood, you talk to the doctor on site, and you'll be giving an appointment to get your results back in a week or two. Mm-hmm. But every other service that's offered, you're getting your results back as we sit there, as you wait.
Okay.
So those are the services that we're offering. People always ask, so what I get it? Anything's being given out? Mm-hmm. In addition to your results, because that's the most important thing that you came for, we are offering prizes and gifts for persons who get tested, as well as we'll have entertainment and games happening at the same time.
Okay, so let us let them throw out some numbers for that men's clinic again. That's you, Finley.
449-4206.
Do that one more time.
449-4206.
Okay, let's see what next text says. Tell Mr. Finley, Muddy and Claire. Just letting you know, Muddy and Claire, Mr. Finley. But you explained it well. That's what the point is. You explained it.
I believe you said that.
Yeah, it wasn't us. It was him.
I think I believe all kind of things. It says, don't forget the WhatsApp number for the male clinic.
Say it again.
449-4206.
On South Beach, you said? South Beach.
Yes, South by Beach appointment only.
Yeah. And I love that there are so many responses for that, because a lot of our men don't come out and get tested. The usual response is, oh, my wife gone, oh, my girlfriend gone, I don't need to go. No, mm-hmm. come and get this information done for yourself. Mm-hmm. Be accountable and responsible for your own health. I have no problem getting women to come get tested and get services done, you know. Mm-hmm. But when y'all get sick, we got to take care of y'all. Mm-hmm. So keep yourself
together. Let us get.
Anyway.
No, sir.
I'm outnumbered in here, so I'm going to reserve that comment.
But I truly appreciate that. And tomorrow will be successful.
Yes, it will be.
Record numbers. People just pass in and say, okay, let's take advantage of this. Encourage people. I assume there'll be flyers and big signs and thing tomorrow when you pass our building. So if you forget, but when you're driving past, you should be able to see it from far.
The tents will be set up. We'll have our banners out. And then when things get slow, we'll have a team out in the street giving out flyers.
Okay.
So you will know what's happening. We've been flooding social media. We've been doing it, and we've been getting good response. You know, you have your callers, so we sure your callers could be, and your listeners could be out there. Even if they only come in for Finley, Finley can make sure they get their HIV test done, the screening done.
Yeah, of course.
So, because that eliminates the legwork, because you would need that to see. So we are making everything accessible for you.
Good.
This is basically a one-stop shop out in the community.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Centrally located. That's going to be open basically all day.
All day.
Yeah. And some people be there from 5.
Yeah.
I mean, well, no names.
We are getting started at 8 a.m. sharp. When you pull up there at 8 a.m., you can just sit down and get started. My work at 5 o'clock is me setting up. So don't come up there at 5 o'clock. I can't help you 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Come 8 o'clock on the dot and good to go.
Thank you very much, Nurse Finley. Thank you very much, Miss Major.
Yes, sir.
This has been Guardian Radio AM. Tomorrow is, what the name of it again, Miss?
Regional HIV Testing Day.
Yes. We can take a quick commercial break and I'll start talking politics, I guess.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Anyway, we're out. I enjoyed y'all. So reach out again for when you're passing through.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right.
We'll be right back.
They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
You believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guess who's back?
It's the annual Michael Scootery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, let's go!
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Game time.
I see Kermit trying to turn down the music so soon. I try to find things to talk about. I mean, I thought I was going to have my guest here for an hour, but I ran out of things to say. So now I got to find things to talk about, right? It's open line Thursday. I'm not going to be in studio tomorrow, by the way. My show is going to be hosted by Aaron Green tomorrow. Thank you very much, Aaron Green. I have a funeral. My aunt died. It's my aunt and my godmother. I don't know if y'all do that tradition where your family members is your godparent at the same time. And what's sad is I haven't seen my godmother, my aunt, in decades. She moved to Eleuthera some decades ago, and then you lost track. You lost track, right? I call on the phone like once or twice and say, hey, what you saying, aunt, right? But we weren't close. And mind you, my cousin and I were making overtures. We actually planned the whole trip. So we're going to see our aunt, right? Because we haven't seen her in decades. And we want to pay tribute type thing. And we made bookings and whatever it is. And lo and behold, within the weeks, right? Transitioning. That shocked the heavens out of us. I said, my God, that's when you procrastinate. Because we were talking about this for a while. Carla, I was just coming to you. You just hung up. I just come to you. That's when you talk. I want to talk about my aunt and pay tribute to her. Miss Jean Stewart Newry. She's from Bogue, Eleuthera. The funeral is going to be tomorrow at St. Gregory's Anglican Church there off Carmichael Road. And I wasn't able to take some time off or anything. But I'm going to represent my family and say extend regards to her and her family. Like I said, I knew her when I was younger. I'm not familiar with her per se as man, or as much as I should be. It's very unfortunate. I should have made the effort. But I want to extend condolences to her sisters and her nieces for her transition. But let's go to the call. Guardian Radio, AMU Live. It's open line Thursday. What else do you want to talk about?
Good morning, Nuri.
Good morning. How you doing, man?
Yeah, no, you did the homework I tell you I gave you yesterday.
I'm still working on that. But give me the information again, so let me write that down so I don't have no excuses for next time. Hold on, let me get the page.
It's just private road and subdivision, Outer Island Act, Chapter 257.
Chapter 257.
The Ian Monroe and Clay Speaking Them still allowing the foreigners to flout and subvert the statute laws of the Commonwealth of Bahamas, mm-hmm. Since 2002.
And when you say foreigners, you mean expats?
Foreign-owned company named Pittstown and Crooked Island.
Oh, do a judicial review to see, so test the system. Because I'm always challenging you to see for these things. Go ahead.
Louis, listen. Mm-hmm. Chief Justice, the Biden Hall, mm-hmm. Run them out of court. In 2007, Cheryl Albee didn't rule against them. Since the 23rd of June, 2008, okay? And it's been 3 years, 7 months, and 8 days, that's the 18th of this month, that I wrote to them on the 14th of November, 2002. The Ian Monroe responded to my letter, okay? I wrote an investment board.
So let's since we call the names, but let's move, like pivot a little, just a little, because I want you to still talk.
Right?
I want to know, what is your next step?
Listen.
So we don't call nobody name anymore.
No, listen. The Supreme Court judgment will rule in my favor, but they still flouting and subverting the statute laws.
Mm-hmm.
But Wayne Monroe says that they uphold the laws of the Commonwealth of Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
and he nobody's above the law.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to instruct, or they need to take action. Self.
So let's go back to where I said, what are you going to do? You going? Okay. Because I said, I hear your complaints. I hear your concern. But you're not saying, what's your next step? What's your next step? Because I know you call and you always voice in your concern. And I see you have, a legitimate concern. I understand. I understand you have a legitimate concern. But my next thing is, what you plan to do now? Calling the radio, right, and complaining ain't getting you the decision that you need. And I try to help you. I want to know what's the next step. You can't just be waiting. You can't be just waiting. Okay. It's summertime. What's your children doing? Right? The government has a number of initiatives where you can send your children to. I would encourage you to do that and see. You can't have the children staying home, right? You just have to have activities. One of the things I found interesting, and I have the clip, and I should send it back to Kermit to play. But one of the things I found interesting is that the new hospital, I thought we borrowed enough money to build a new hospital in its entirety. And I'm not saying kit it out. I'm not talking about the equipment and the finishing and whatever it is. I thought that we got the money for everything that we need to build the hospital. I thought we had enough money for it. It's apparently, from the last interview by the minister, I just find this out now, that looks like we need to seek out more. Not to kit it out, no, whatever it is, but more money because it's a specialized hospital. And they want the doctors and, well, I guess, nurses or everyone who have vested interest to come forward and say, well, you want to design this way and you want to design that way. So we got to borrow more money. I guess we're going back to the Chinese. Or we got to ask the Americans, if you want to do this now. We're going to go get more money to do that. And I didn't know that was the case. No one explained that to me, that we may have to be borrowing more money. I understand that we had to prepare the land. Right, whatever, the bulldozing and flattening the land and putting whatever infrastructure like for water and thing, I understood that too, right? That have nothing to do with the hospital, but this new fee, I don't know. It's getting pricey, man. It's getting pricey. Let's go to this next caller, Guardian Radio AM. You live?
Hey, how you doing, man?
How you doing,
man? I am upset.
What you vex at?
My car is off the road. My truck really is off the road for the third time because of a pothole, right?
Yeah.
Pothole.
Yeah.
The first time was a tire.
Mm-hmm.
The next time, my water pump literally broke off after I dropped in one pothole. It broke right off. We're fine. Everything came out. Now, third time I drop in this pothole, my starter. Now they're talking about charging new fees for leasing your vehicle. Let me tell you something, right? If government not good for them, they would backtrack on that and fix these roads. A lot of people have spent too much money out of pocket for what should be a government issue. Infrastructure is solely the government's responsibility, not mine, not yours, government. In fact, aren't fees charged from road traffic or other subsidiaries supposed to go for the maintenance of roads? They got to do better, man.
Mm.
And then parts are so expensive. Do not charge charge the people no more money concerning nothing but vehicles and talk about upgrade inspection because the road's breaking up people's vehicles. That's my 5 cents, Mr. Nery.
And I appreciate you now. Mind you, I already accept the price now because this looks like it's a done deal. This is a done deal. My concern is that I don't see the need for me to pay for the inspection twice. You know, especially, but you understand if I come there with my windows cracking, say, man, you should know him better. You should have known better, right? I can understand if I had a major infraction, but to say my backlight is out and I need to go and put the bulb in. And then when I say, okay, put the bulb in, I come back and you say, no, you got to pay again. That is problematic to me. That is problematic. I'm still uneasy about, but they've been doing this for a while, charging me for my car being down. Like I said on the last show I had, that my car being down for 3 years. So that's 200, that's two times three, that's $600 I would have to come up with if I want to get, I might as well sell that car. You know, I might as well sell that car. I might have to end up doing that, but I might as well sell it. I don't want to know how the implications of that. If I sell the car, does that fee transfer to the next person who I sell the car to, right? I still try to get it fixed. It's a good car. Like I say, trick up, right? But I got them before. I still had to pay the mechanic. Even though you had holding the car hostage, right? I still got to pay the mechanic. And if they're going to pay with $600, $700, $800 just to get a car license? No, man. Something wrong with that. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, yeah, you're live. Turn on the radio and talk to me.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I don't think the caller can blame the government for the mechanic work that needs to be done.
Mm.
There's suspensions, there's tires. The price of gas is high.
Mm.
We ain't hear the government doing nothing for the Bahamian people yet. This progress? What kind of progress is this?
Mm.
This is still progress for the few then. Because the government isn't doing nothing for the average person. Person is just asking, since our taxpayer money goes towards these things, fix them properly.
Mm.
Because it's obvious why these politicians have come out multimillionaires. And I want to say one thing. I wanted to talk something on the other show, and I hope you don't mind me.
No, it's open line today. It's
is
open
that
line.
Okay?
It's open line. Go ahead.
Okay. So BPL, which was BEC, and all these other companies that have consultant fees, that the government has paid out consultant fees, we're asking the government to return the consultant fees from those companies. Because all the consultants with this DPL and nothing is working, that means some people created some consulting companies and are stealing the Bahamian people money because there's no progress.
I see you using that theme, progress, a lot. I don't know if your point is political or you sincerely say, man, government, you got to be doing something, or you just saying, I can get some political points. I mean, I don't blame you. But let me read this, and I want to know your opinion on it, because it's in my chat group, my class, graduating class. We have chat groups, right? And they talk about this, and they talk about two things. I'm going to try to read both. What do you read here? This is a screenshot. The people, what do you call the people who follow them? Anyway. It's from Sebastian Bastian's Facebook page. Someone screenshotted from my school group, and now it's trending. It says, Fort Charlotte, get your independence t-shirts starting today. Independence shirts are now available for collection at the Fort Charlotte Technology, Arts, and Culture Center. That's called the FC Tech, while supplies last. Please note, must be a Fort Charlotte resident. Limited to one shirt per adult. Available while supplies last. Stop by and collect yours as we get ready to celebrate Bahamian pride and independence together. Fort Charlotte, let's represent with pride. And of course, it goes hashtag whatever it is. And of course, it went wild inside my class. Wild. A number of us are familiar with Mr. Bastian in terms of school, whatever it is. So it was a back and forth. Whether this is a good thing, right? And someone questioned,
is this the constituent I people shirt? It's not a progressive. So I guess I use the word too. It's not a progressive program that Mr. Bastian's using. The other people in my class said, "No, that's his money. That ain't the government money or the community's money or the Bohemian people money. He's using his money to I wouldn't say give relief. I gotta find a good word. You help me with the word. What he's trying to do? He's trying to spread independence chair. I like that. I could go with that. He's trying to spread independence chair to make sure there's no one who will go without a independence shirt in his constituency this year. So I guess that's a good thing. I guess that's a good thing. And I said, I have so much things else to be worrying about. I have to be paying this new car bill. And you all want to talk about Sebastian's shirt, right? Then the next one, I have a caller here. Let's go to the caller prep. I'm trying to find that, going through my WhatsApp group now to find that flyer about free groceries. As soon as I have this person talk, I'll go and look through to see if I find that grocery one. You can send it back to me, people from my high school, so I can read that into the record, and we can talk about that too. Go ahead, caller. Got
yeah, what's up?
I'm doing well, man.
Well, listen, let me tell you something. You know, Sebas is setting a precedent that boy, he much of these MPs can be able to follow up on. You know,
I don't think they're able to afford it.
No, and you know, one of the things about it, man. I mean, that's. I think this also has to do something with a mindset, and also a new mindset, a young mindset. And the fact that, you know, money is bringing in groceries at cost and, you know, allowing his constituents to benefit that.
You listen to the show all the time. You huh? Remember when I lobbied, said that we must make a law that all these be millionaires and that there's no poor or working class Bohemian should be allowed to run? Remember when I was lobbying for that?
Yeah, I remember.
This is
that.
What I mean now.
Yeah,
we can't tolerate no poor man running in our Bohemian politics more.
And this is what I was telling some people that about some of those candidates who were previously running. I said, Jesus Christ, some of them ain't even making enough money to take care of themselves, and they want to run in an election and be something. Lord, you got to protect the cookie jar.
I am concerned about those people who work for government. Right now, they won't be general managers. No, you the working class boy. Wait.
Hey,
gentlemen, you are not supposed to run because you don't have no money. You work for government. I agree.
And
you can't be working for government and think you'll be running for politics. That don't make no sense.
No. And the thing about it is, like I said, you know, this young man is setting a precedent that if I was some of those other MPs, I mean, Jesus, I'd feel like, man, look here.
I think... In the future, Mr. Davis got to reel him in. You got to say, come. I like what you're doing, but no, you're messing this up for the rest of us. You can cost me, because you know, Mr. Davis don't spend any money. He spend the people's money.
And then somebody asks what if that's a constituent. Man, listen.
There ain't no constituency money.
That young head can't be writing.
No, there ain't no constituency money.
You got to be crazy.
The money
that building where he built alone.
Yeah.
Constituency money.
Yeah.
You got to be crazy.
Besides, the constituency money just reached. Yeah, I think it come this week. I'm sure it's getting ordered a long time.
All right, bro.
Yeah, man. I see you have more callers here, but let me read this one. I tell you, my class was active, man. So let me read this one. Again, they took a screenshot of... They follow Sebastian. Like they say, Sebastian for Fort Charlotte and Sebastian Bastian. They said, affordable groceries are coming to Fort Affordable Groceries in Fox Hill. I'm going to ask my MP... to reach out to Fort Charlotte to see if we get some affordable groceries in Fox Hill because gas up there pricey. And tell my MP, it's rough in Fox Hill. You can't be second guessing and getting show up by a young rookie. He's a senior politician. You need to do some kind of grocery in Fox Hill. Anyway, let's go back to this. So affordable groceries are coming to Fort Charlotte. The family market is almost here. And we are putting affordability back in your hands. Top grocery items sold at cost. Now, that that shocked me. So you mean you sold that course? People's going grocery business to make profit. Can't be selling that course. But anyway, it said the top grocery items are sold at cost. No markup at all. They ain't increasing none. Save up to 40% and keep more of your money where it belongs with your family. When times are tight, and we know times are tight, especially in Fox Hill, got to be throwing that out, community shows up. We are showing up for you. Fort Charlotte Technology Arts Center on July 4th, right on the end of, then that time. Can I get this last caller before I go? I have a whole minute, though. I have a whole minute. Man. You can't blame me, caller. I was talking too much, but Kermit didn't give me my last minute. He put the music. Look, he played the music for a whole minute. Look at him. Look at him. I could have been talking to the caller. I could have been talking to the caller. Not for a minute. For the music. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. I need a new MP. I need a new MP who's a millionaire, who can provide grocery, who's give out T-shirt, who's fixed rooms, who's do things, who's spend his own money, not the public purse. Say, you shouldn't have to be a millionaire to run. You need to be honest. If he really was sincere about all of these initiatives, he would have been doing this long time. Selling groceries at cost is predatory pricing and will affect the mom-and-pop shops in the constituency. That's the Chinese shops, so I don't worry about that. Say, Sabas wants to be the next PLP Prime Minister. That's why he's doing impressive actions in his constituency. Sabas is also using the gambling money he got from... stop that, man. Stop that. Stop that. Stop that. Stop, stop that. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. You have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.